Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Brees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Diana Diaz Harrison. How are you?
I am great. So happy to be here.
And I'm really pleased to have you with us because, you know, we've interviewed over 1,000 CEOs, and every now and then someone does something that just touches the fabric of America. Talk about what you are doing with the National Accelerator of Autism Charter Schools.
Well, I am the founder of Arizona's first autism charter school, Arizona Autism Charter School. And I founded the school because I am an autism mom. And as I went through my journey of learning best practices for my son, Sammy, when he was little and just 2 years old, to, you know, getting therapies and a lot of clinical support, you go through a journey of first grieving, then a lot of hope that there's something that works for the way my child's brain is wired. And so when you find something that works, when you have a child that learns differently, you want to latch on to that and do that all the time, as much as possible. But sadly, when Sammy went to public school, when he was 5 years old, none of that best practice work was being done in typical mainstream school setting or even in special programs in public school. So I really wanted to help to make it right within that system. But I noticed that in typical district schools, there was a lot of reluctance to, you know, introduce best practices and be innovative and be offer that personalized learning. You know, public schools say, in Arizona at least, that they have to be free and appropriate. But appropriate can mean very different things to different people. You know, I had, you know, somewhat been spoiled with awesome early intervention. And I thought, you know, why aren't they doing this in school? There are so many children with autism coming up. But there was just a lot of reluctance. And so, you know, we did go to private school, but that was just not sustainable for even a professional working family, $40,000 to $50,000 a year. So I did learn about the school choice and charter movement. And I thought, you know, that could be the solution for our kids, to have a specialty mission-driven charter that will prioritize the way children with autism are wired and the way they learn. So our school opened in 2014 super successfully. About every 2 years, we've expanded and opened another school. And really, you know, while other schools are losing enrollment, our school has gained enrollment even over COVID. So we're on to something great. And over time, as parents from around the country learned what we were doing, I've gotten so many calls from desperate, sad parents that, you know, see on media and social media how well our kids are doing, how they are celebrated, and how we just embed the supports that they need. And they wonder, you know, why isn't something like this available in my home city or state? And it is not an easy process to open a public charter, but I think it's time and it's feasible if somebody steps up and helps other people in other communities have the same resource for their kids. Because again, 1 in 36 children are on the autism spectrum. It's about time.
Wait. You're saying 1 in 36. I remember years ago, Bernie Marcus, the founder of the Home Depot, autism was the single most important issue to him. He actually would have become the richest man in the world, except he gave away stock and made 3,000 millionaires. But I remember him telling me, the first time I interviewed him, might have been about 8 or 10 years ago, he said, Robert, it's unbelievable how this is impacting everything, 1 in 100 children. So if we are now at 1 in 36, first I want to know where that data came from, But second, why is that happening?
Yeah, so the CDC released data this April. I think they kind of timed it with Autism Awareness Month, and that's every April. And they have been doing more and more research, you know, polling and taking census from different communities. And what's really interesting is that back when Sammy was diagnosed, he's 20, so it's about 18 years ago, the statistic was 1 in 150. I got super involved, you know, in wanting to research who was getting diagnosed and why do some children not get diagnosed even though they are clearly on the spectrum and they need support. So we did notice, I actually ended up working for the Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center here in Arizona. And an interesting fact was that a lot of underserved communities with different cultural backgrounds had less diagnoses of autism than mainstream communities. So, for example, Hispanic children and Black children and children from other backgrounds were not getting as diagnosed. And that's because it's hard to access a diagnosis because you have to have good access to medical professionals like developmental pediatricians. And even though, you know, some parents have suspicions, it's hard to connect with the medical professionals who do this. And even when you do, because I remember this from when Sammy was little, you have to wait a year to, you know there's something kind of going awry, and you have to wait a really long time to get into that professional who's going to confirm that and then connect you to early intervention resources, which are so important. So in many communities of underserved or communities of color, there was also a big stigma, you know, that they didn't want their kids to be seen as disabled, different, you know, just he'll grow out of it type of thing. And more and more, my work at the Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center was to outreach to the Hispanic community and say, hey, it's okay. The earlier, the better. Knowledge is power. And your kid is just wired different. And, you know, come and get the resources. So over time, and this new CDC study said that more children in different cultures and communities than before are accessing diagnoses and getting support earlier. So that could be contributing to the increase in official diagnoses.
So a really important thing, we're going to ask about your program, about your vision, advice to moms going through this, because if you're saying you have to wait a year, that's horrendous. So what is the website for anyone who wants to see what the school is like? Because I have to say, I've seen it. Will blow your mind. It's like the most gifted school in the world.
Yes. So to learn more, families can go to autismcharter.org and just see, you know, explore, see what's possible, see what the kids are doing. We try to keep up with our social media because we celebrate so many things, and our kids are engaged in the most innovative, data-driven, and also hands-on project-based learning that it'll blow you away. And so families, you know, who are going through a process and wondering, you know, what could my child's future look like, can just go there and see what the kids are doing. They're so engaged. I've had people come through my school and say, the kids are so happy and engaged. They are productive. They are doing, you know, very advanced work in STEAM, robotics, coding. And then they're doing projects like making our whole campus, and now several campuses, zero waste schools. So they're doing very relevant work. You know, a lot of us, maybe neurotypicals, tolerated a lot of schools that were honestly not that interesting. But, you know, as neurotypical people, we don't want to displease anybody, and we go with the flow. But children on the spectrum will let you know, if they are interested and engaged, they engage very well. If they are not, you know, that's where behaviors might happen. So we are really on to something great, and we invite families to go see what we're doing at autismcharter.org.
There you have. We're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, We're going to answer that question, what do you do if you hear your child has autism? Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking today with Diana Diaz Harrison, who is the founder of Arizona Autism Charter School, but really is building a whole national movement about the National Accelerator. So you mentioned it could take a year till someone finds out, and often diagnosing is not so easy. What advice do you have for a mom, like when Sammy was 2 years old and you didn't know what to do? What could you tell them?
Yes, it was very interesting for me because Sammy was my first child. So I had, not been through milestones of early childhood development with a neurotypical child. And so to me, Sammy was just right on point. Other people, like his grandparents, kind of started to allude to the fact that he was developing some peak skills, very keen ability to memorize, but he wasn't having real back and forth conversations, that were appropriate for his age. But he would memorize full cartoons and books. So I didn't realize as a new mom that wasn't normal development or traditional neurotypical development. So yes, it was kind of coming around to it as a mom that your child might need some special attention and some therapies. But then once I realized, from going to a lot of, mommy and me groups, that Sammy was doing a lot of what they call restricted repetitive behaviors, then I did seek help. And even though I made an appointment and was a squeaky wheel and called every week, hey, did somebody drop out? Did somebody, do you have an opening? Because now I know my child needs special help and I just want to know what the thing is. So, you have to be a little bit aggressive and advocate for your kid and, not just sit back and wait for somebody to do it for you. It is a long wait to get all of the diagnoses and supports. But in the meantime, you can be empowered as a parent by researching what are the best practices and connecting yourself and your kid with those programs. And that's what I did here locally at the Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center, who, by the way, was started by another autism mom. I connected to the resources knowing that Sammy might be on the spectrum, having additional behavioral therapies and speech wasn't going to hurt him if he ended up not having autism. So giving your child more one-on-one instruction, more structured play, more speech therapy can only be helpful. Even if your child ends up not having a diagnosis, it's only extra dosing of good quality supports. And so whether your child ends up not having autism or just a little speech delay or something totally different, all of these interventions that can help when your child's brain is having those critical wiring moments as a toddler, don't hurt at all. The other important thing is getting parent training.
Let's talk about what your vision is, because right now you're expanding rapidly. And if it's 1 in 36, I'd like to know, number one, any more statistics you have about autism. But then I want to shift into what your vision, because I really feel like this is something that is among the singular most needed things in all of America. And you're doing it. And you're getting great success. You all have to see the videos of it. It's fantastic. But so if you could share any statistics, Diana, and then talk about your vision for national growth.
Yes. So the way I see statistics is kind of from a very personal position and in a way that I see the statistics and how it'll impact Sammy and all the kids that we serve and are going to serve. So one very sad statistic is that 80% or so of kids and who become young adults on the spectrum don't go on to pursue higher education or don't do well in the workforce. That definitely hits close to home, as, you know, Sammy is now 20 and technically he will be aging out of our K-12 school when he's 22. So I really have worked and poured everything into having a model for K-12 that's so productive and innovative. It helps the kids build such a work ethic and problem solving and stamina, more than even neurotypical kids in many cases, that as I've been researching what's out there for next chapters for adults, you know, I think that for certain sectors of the autism spectrum, and it is a spectrum, there are some great choices in vocational school, some community college programs, and some of our graduates go to four-year college. You know, we help them by having a good 504 and very explicit accommodations, but, you know, they can do great. But for kids that are like Sammy's level, there is not much that's very good. So we're building again. We're building a post-secondary innovation and entrepreneurial center where our kids will have employment opportunities that are contributing to the community and that will keep them as happy and busy and productive as they've been in school. So because autism is a spectrum, I really want kids and families to see whatever is their next chapter, that is a success. You know, for Sammy, it might be some facilitated entrepreneurial endeavors like we're building here. And I'm so proud of him and so happy that he is set up by having been a great student at our school to do that. And then for those, you know, who have the intellectual ability to go on to college or vocational school or start a business of their own, we are building the most firm bridges to those next chapters, because K-12, you know, is 12 plus years, but then there's the rest of their life. And I don't like that 80% statistic. I also think that by proving what's possible with our school and our post-secondary programs, I really want to get the attention of corporate America to see this neurodiverse workforce and tsunami of people coming through as viable contributors, because it is an advantage in many cases that they are wired differently because they don't see the same barriers as neurotypical people. You know, look at Elon Musk. He has solved so many problems and he has openly said he's on the spectrum. So I think that while we are proving what's possible with kids and young adults in post-secondary, I would love corporate America to connect with us so that we can be a pipeline of very unique talent for the future.
Congratulations and wonderful having you on the CEO show.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you for helping us share our story, and we hope to have many connections from this.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. David Rock. How are you?
Doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me here.
And a real pleasure, and everyone will love this because David is the CEO of Neural Leadership Institute, but really, he is arguably the foremost thinker in the world at the intersection of the brain and work. So just start off and you know, I know it's 1998 when you founded not just the company, but the entire industry. Talk about what you do.
I mean, it's been a 25-year overnight success, as they say. But I've always been passionate about how the brain works. And to me, it was kind of such a no-brainer, for want of a better word. It was such a no-brainer to apply neuroscience to the world of leadership and organizational change and just work. Because, you know, we're all thinking for a living, right? So why wouldn't we want to understand the thing that's doing the thinking? But it's, I was just blown away when I realized my sort of personal interest in the brain wasn't being applied in organizations. I was like, surely someone must have done this. And I just sort of started slowly introducing the concepts into all the consulting work I was doing, the leadership programs I was doing. And we just found there was tremendous value, intrinsic value in understanding the brain for leaders. And it went from, you know, a few minutes in a program to becoming the entire work we do over 25 years. And there's just so many helpful insights if you sort of begin with how the brain functions when you're trying to think about particularly the people side of organizations. So that's been the journey.
So, David, you founded the entire industry of neuro leadership, which is the intersection of the brain and leadership and work. And you're actually working with 64% of the Fortune 100. Give an example of an organization you're working with and what happened.
Well, I mean, one of the best partnerships we've had is with Microsoft. We started working with them shortly after Satya Nadella started, and he had a real passion for changing the culture. And we've been absolutely central in that change, designing how they think about leadership, how they develop leaders, you know, how people have conversations, give feedback. We've been really central to their whole culture change and continue to partner with them many, many years on. So that's been a huge success story, and we've seen how amazing their turnaround has been. And the other one is a little company we've probably all heard of called Boeing, not so small. They realized they really needed to do something about a culture of speaking up. It was a source of many issues. And they selected us from a really, you know, serious scientific assessment of all the providers and said, look, you guys have the best work on changing culture. We did an incredibly successful campaign there to build new habits. A year after executing that, the habits we built were even more embedded than when we assessed it a month later. So we're really able to show that when we build habits, they can not just stick, but actually get even deeper, which was very exciting.
So about 2 minutes before break, actually a minute and a half. So give us a sense. I know that your work, you accomplish in weeks what could happen in years, and you've worked with a lot of the top companies like Microsoft, Boeing. Just give a quick snapshot of an example of what you've done.
So our organization is 25 years old, the institute that I co-founded and I'm CEO of, and we've evolved a lot in that time. But for the last maybe 5 years or so, we've realized our strength is helping whole companies transform. And we're really the world leaders in science-based, data-driven behavior change at scale and doing that fast. And it turns out that you can really change an organization's culture for the better much faster than kind of conventional wisdom. You know, conventional wisdom is it's like a, you know, 3 to 5 year thing. It's very hard. You know, you do it top down. We find we can meaningfully change an organization in a matter of like 2 to 4 weeks as we get going. So it might take a whole quarter to do something, but that's an organization of 100,000 people. We can do that more meaningfully than it might take years. And we can do that because we understand the mechanisms that create organizational change. And ultimately, it's making something a priority, building habits, and then having systems that support that. So priorities, habits, systems is our meta understanding of organizational change. And the real kind of insight we've had is identify a few key habits and focus on them and scale them. That's kind of what we do better than anyone else. What are the really key habits that create change? How do we focus everyone on them? How do we scale them? How do we do that quickly across everyone?
And you have a concept called prioritizing.
So one of the things about this working memory capacity or the prefrontal cortex is it tires pretty easily. We tend to kind of start our day with relatively easy things, of which there are many, which is like, you know, responding to emails, right? Or, you know, doing sort of the easy things. And by the time we've spent like half an hour on that, our brain's actually really, really noisy. And the most important thing we need to do actually is look through the noise and find the signal. Like, what do we really need to focus on today? Also known as, you know, prioritizing. Because, you know, for the CEO, if you just do what's in front of you, you'll just be dealing with, you know, not that important fires all the time. You'll never get to the really important stuff. So you have to prioritize, but the problem with prioritizing is it takes a lot of cognitive load. And as soon as you spend, you know, an hour or so just answering emails, you don't have the cognitive resources to prioritize anymore. So we actually have to kind of prioritize it, you know, do it before anything else when your brain is fresh, maybe the night before, after dinner, or first thing in the morning. So yeah, prioritizing is one of the kind of techniques that really helps you get the most out of your brain.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. David Rock, who is the CEO, founder of Neuro Leadership Institute, and really the founder of the entire industry. So just a question, what is the real difference between neuro leadership and leadership?
I mean, it's just adding a layer of understanding the brain to your leadership tasks. You know, if you are, you know, trying to build a strategy and you don't understand the brain, you're probably going to build a much more complex strategy. You're probably going to build a strategy that's less connected and integrated. But if you begin with how the brain works, you're going to prioritize things like simplicity, clarity, coherence. You know, you're going to think about the way people's brains process your strategy, and you're going to start with that lens. So it just makes you process everything kind of with the brain in mind, which makes you more, you know, everything you build and develop becomes more easy to digest.
It's almost like things become objective instead of subjective.
Yeah, you're putting things through a lens of you know, how will people receive this, right? Cognitively, but also emotionally, also socially. Like, you're able to see, a bit like that, you know, Neo in the Matrix story, you're able to see how people will react to your strategy, your ideas, your message, your communication, whatever, and respond more adaptively because you know what their brain's going to do, you know, pretty likely.
If anyone wants to go to your website, what is it?
Very simple, neuroleadership.com, one word, N-E-U-R-O, leadership, neuroleadership.com. There's, you know, lots of great case studies, examples, and stories there, and lots of research to read as well.
So, David, there is a lot of uncertainty in today's world. Tell us your thoughts on that and what advice you have.
Look, the more uncertainty there is, the more people's threat response increases. In other words, the baseline of anxiety that they wake up with, right? The higher that threat response, actually, the fewer resources we have for working memory, right? There's a seesaw here. So, you know, one of the first things is for leaders to do things that turn down that threat response for employees any way possible. And we can't magically predict the future, but we can create clarity, right? We might not be able to create certainty, but we can increase people's sense of clarity, right? Taking things off the table. You know, we're never going to do this, right? Timelining things, bringing people into the conversation more. So we can't increase people's sense of certainty. The world's very uncertain. But we can increase their sense of clarity, and that turns out to be very, very helpful. The other thing is just to respect the limits of the brain and, you know, make messages clearer, simpler, and, you know, easier to digest. You know, the more overwhelmed people are, the more they need leaders to focus on what's essential rather than being exhaustive. And I think there's a tendency when things get tough to kind of, you know, try to tick every box and give people every bit of information. But honestly, when things are tough, go back to being essential, not exhaustive. That will, again, help people with their sense of clarity, which is, you know, which is a big thing we can all benefit from.
Great. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about not the CEO, but the teams and the cultures and how they function best. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Robert Risa on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David Rock, who is the CEO and founder of the Neuro Leadership Institute. This is an organization that has really founded the intersection of the brain and leadership, and they work with 64% of the Fortune 100. So now let's shift to the organization. We know there's a lot of stress. We know that there is depression throughout organization. Explain how the brain works and what CEOs could do. You talked about turning around a culture in a couple of weeks.
It's been definitely a challenging time for everyone, for individuals, for organizations, for CEOs. Probably one of the toughest times of many people's lives, or most people's lives. Although the introvert germophobes had a field day for a few years, I think. But for most people, very, very, very difficult time, and huge amount of suffering out there, unimaginable suffering. So organizations have had to change their focus for some time from, we drive people, we've got this unending pool of talent, to we actually need to help people through this really difficult time, and we need to get radically more flexible to make that happen. And one of the insights from neuroscience that's really helpful is there is an outsized and non-obvious effect of giving people a sense of control or flexibility in a situation. And we've kind of seen this in companies that are trying to force people back to the office and just how much, reaction there is to that. But this is one of the things that particularly during the pandemic, really helped people be okay, was they suddenly could control their diet, their exercise, their sleep, all these other things. But We need to kind of maximize this perception of control that employees have. Of course, doing that in a way that can scale and in a way that is feasible, it doesn't mean control over everything. But the more of a sense of control people have, the more able they are to deal with really difficult stresses. And I'll give you an example, quick study, very quick one. Giving people just a choice over how they design their cubicle gave them about a day a week more productivity than people who couldn't design their cubicle in a controlled study. A day a week more. So very small amounts of control end up having a non-obvious and outsized effect. It's really remarkable how much people care about this.
So now let's go to another element, which is mental illness. And I understand that 1 out of 4 people have mental illness. So you have an organization of 100,000 people. You have 25,000 people with varying degrees of mental illness. Number one, this is something CEOs need to reconcile and figure out. Why does the brain have that mental illness, and how can that be solved?
That's a very long conversation. And if there was an easy answer to that, we would have solved that problem. I would just say that the brain works in a spiral. We're either spiraling upwards or spiraling downwards. If we're in a slightly upwards positive sense, then, neutral things will seem positive and, someone's happy face will seem very happy. But if we're already in a downward spiral, then a neutral thing like someone saying hi can seem negative, and, something that's, challenging can seem very challenging. So we're in this upward or downward spiral, and we've had a lot of negativity in the outside world, incredible challenges, and in organizations. So, we can't control for mental health in organizations, of course. What we can do is do our best to create positive environments. And one of the most important things is people feeling heard, feeling like they can speak up, feeling like they have a voice, separate to feeling like they have choices. But it's a close second. And certainly a lot of organizations are working on this construct, on the construct of psychological safety or speaking up. And it turns out to be a very helpful thing for turning down the stress response that people have, and a big area of our research as well. So You certainly can't solve the problem, but you can do a lot to reduce it.
Okay, so let's go back to the CEOs. What is the one piece of advice that you give them? And you can't say, go read The Brain at Work. What is, if you could give CEOs one piece of advice in how they can function better, and then one piece of advice on how their teams can function better? Because you're talking about turning around the culture in weeks instead of 3 to 5 years. What is the first step that they should take?
If I had one sentence, I would say, pay attention to your attention, right? Your attention itself, like your ability to focus, is your working memory. I was talking about before, but this ability to focus is your tool for understanding situations, solving problems, making decisions, responding adaptively. Like, your ability to focus well is everything. So pay attention to how it works well, when you need to switch it off and have breakthrough ideas come through. So pay attention to your attention, if I had one sentence, would be the answer.
And if you need to spur on creativity and you only have a half hour, what's the secret to that?
That's actually something we've known about for a long time. It turns out that this working memory we've been talking about, or your attention, is actually a really terrible tool for solving complex problems. For solving complex problems, which is where we need creativity, right? Solving complex problems, you need the deeper regions of your brain to actually answer things for you. And that actually happens when your brain is quiet and when you're internally focused and when you're not trying to solve the problem, but you're kind of taking a walk or having a shower or exercising, taking a nap. When you hit what's called an impasse and you're stuck on something, you know, go and do something else is actually a great strategy. And you'll see this in your own attention if you watch it. When you get stopped, come back to things after a rest, and you'll have much, much better ideas.
And there you have it. And I remember Dawn Zier was the CEO of Nutrisystems, MIT trained. And what she told me is she used to have her meetings walking with people, and it changed the whole outcome of it. So I want to thank you, David. What a spectacular and inspiring interview this has been.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity. And I'll leave you with two quick quotes. One from a colleague at NASA. We've done a lot of work there. She said, you know, we can work out where a hunk of metal will be a million miles away in 10 years, but we can't work out what's going to happen in a meeting tomorrow. The more you understand about the brain, the better you can actually predict that. Not fully predict, but you can develop the probabilities. The second thing is from Theodore Zeldin, who's a philosopher at Oxford. He said, you know, when will we make the same breakthroughs in the way we relate to each other as we've made in technology? And again, I think that the language of the brain gives you some tools to have that matrix moment of really seeing in real time what's actually happening and adapting, you know, as a more effective leader.
And that's a wrap. So to everyone here, just think about this, CEOs. Number one, make people feel that they're being heard, but give them choices. And here is one simple thing you can do for every new employee. We heard it from Dr. David Rock. Let them design their cubicle. That will save enormous amounts of time and increase productivity dramatically. See you next week.
Thanks so much.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.